This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With just days left in the presidential campaign, President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are concentrating their efforts on Florida, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
On opposite sides of Florida.
I love this state and I love the people of this state.
You hold the key.
Joe Biden telling a Broward County crowd if Florida goes blue,
it's over.
In Tampa, the president reminded supporters Florida backed him 4 years ago and must again.
When we win, Florida wins and America wins. It's very simple.
Florida is nearly a must win for the president. Another state Biden is looking to flip. More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are urging people to turn out in person Tuesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week. But it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks gained ground after Wednesday's precipitous drop, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.52%, the S&P added 1.19%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.64%. This is